Jen Rehill joins us. She's Bureau Chief for the Public Radio Capital News in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, to talk about Pennsylvania becoming the scene for these last days and hours of the campaign. Jen, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, John.
Give us a sense of how many resources are deployed in your state, from the number of commercials on television all the way to the number of appearances in locations around the state.
Well, let me start with the appearances, because the pacing of the appearances by the presidential candidates has been really frenetic in recent days. Yesterday, for instance, John McCain was in Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Today, he's making two stops in Hershey and Quakertown. Senator Obama was also in Pennsylvania yesterday. He stopped in Pittsburgh, and today he's going to be in Chester, which is just outside Philadelphia. Meantime, the surrogates are all over the state as well. Governor Rendell, who's a Democrat, is on a bus tour around the state trying to, rally the troops for Obama. Bill Clinton is supposed to appear tomorrow in Harrisburg, which is right in the middle of the state. And former Governor Tom Ridge, who's a Republican, has been on a bus tour going around the state for John McCain. And if you turn on the television, you can't watch the evening news without seeing commercial after commercial after commercial for both candidates.
Well, you can't watch The View without seeing commercial after commercial, is from what I understand.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you can't watch CNN, MSNBC. It's just, it's everywhere. And, it's interesting. I took a look at my local paper yesterday. That's the Patriot News here in Harrisburg. And the entire editorial page was all people writing in about the campaign, about their thoughts, about different issues. I think the electorate is really electrified by being the focus of attention now in this race.
Well, what are they after here, these candidates? Are they after convincing people? Are they going for some sort of undecided segment, or is this all about turnout on election day?
From what I'm hearing, this is about turnout on election day. There may be some effort to, change the hearts and minds of the few undecided voters that may be left. I mean, essentially, in the state right now, according to several recent polls, Senator Obama has a double-digit lead in Pennsylvania, something like 53.
I'm sorry, Jen, go ahead.
And something like 53 to 40 points in the last Quinnipiac University poll.
Wow.
So please help us to try to understand this. We've talked to pollsters and to strategists. And what do you think that the McCain campaign is seeing there that no one else seems to be seeing?
Well, I'll tell you what Tom Ridge, our former Republican governor, has been saying to people. He's saying this lead is not insurmountable, and the lead isn't double digits. He says this lead may be 5 or 6 points, and that we can play with. I think the Republicans are really trying to get the base excited and are hoping that Pennsylvania may swing back Republican. As one Republican operative said to me yesterday, if Senator McCain wins Pennsylvania, he wins the White House. So they are pulling out all the stops to try to do whatever they can in the Commonwealth.
That theory definitely depends on other things breaking McCain's way. But let's talk a little bit about the likely voter models, which referred to earlier in our discussion on the program. I mean, is it possible that in this race, unlike other races where likely voters are overestimated, there are more likely, you conclude there are more likely voters than there actually turn out to be, that in this election, maybe just the opposite, that they're underrepresented, that more people are likely voters than the pollsters are actually reflecting here?
I have heard that from some of the pollsters. I think it's an unprecedented situation in Pennsylvania. Voter registration is at record numbers, at 8.75 million at this point. We've seen a flood of young people registering at the polls, and there's a question about whether or not the polling is really accurately hitting all of the people who may come out in this election.
Mm. And we don't know if the likely voters in this new model are skewing McCain or Obama. Certainly younger voters and African-American voters are skewing, but there are a lot of groups in play here, and that's really the mystery. And it's so fascinating that you're right in the middle of it all, Jen.
Well, that's why Pennsylvania is a swing state. Now, the last time Pennsylvania went for a Republican president was in 1984. So John McCain does have, I think, a bit of a hurdle here. But I would not underestimate the conservative voters in this state.
Well, we're going to be watching Pittsburgh. We're going to be watching Scranton. And we're going to be watching those Philadelphia suburbs. Jen Rehill, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jen.
Jen Rehill is Bureau Chief for Public Radio Capital News in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, talking about the swing states swinging back and forth from campaign to campaign.